is by Pauline Chavenge, and its title is Organic Resource Quality and Soil Texture Interact in Influencing Short-Term Aggregate Carbon and Nitrogen Dynamics.
Thank you. So this study was done in the Central Highlands of Kenya. Soil fertility decline is widely accepted as the most widespread serious biophysical constraint to crop production in sub-Saharan Africa. If you look at this map, you can see that there are negative nutrient balances, with many areas having high to very high nutrient depletion, with losses of up to 40 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year. And these negative nutrient balances are mostly due to low use of fertilizers. Organic resources, such as livestock and green manures, are used as alternative nutrient sources, and they are important for soil fertility improvement in these systems. But their use is often limited by the quality and the availability of these resources. So Palm and her co-workers, they compiled data on organic resources that have been used in sub-Saharan Africa into an organic resource database. So an analysis of the organic resource database, they came up with this decision support system, and it's used for organic nitrogen management. So what they said is when you have so it's based on organic resource nitrogen, lignin, and polyphenol concentrations. So what they said is if you have an organic resource that has greater than 2.5% nitrogen, but less than 15% lignin, less than 4% polyphenol, you have a high-quality organic resource. And they classify it into class one, and they recommend to incorporate it directly. But if you have an organic resource that has greater than 2.5% nitrogen, but either has greater than 15% lignin or greater than 4% polyphenol, they put it in intermediate class quality, and they put it in class two, and they recommend to mix this with fertilizers. And if you have an organic resource that has less than 2.5% nitrogen and also has less than 15% lignin, they put it in class three, which they also say is intermediate quality class, but with obvious differences with class two. And they also recommend to mix it with fertilizers. But if you have an organic resource that has less than 2.5% nitrogen, but has greater than 15% lignin, they classify it as low quality, and they put it in class four, and they recommend to surface apply for water and erosion control. So the organic resources that they tested, we are not really sure how they are stabilized in the soils. But what we know is that accumulation of carbon and nitrogen in soils is related to aggregation. We also know that residue quality and nitrogen fertilizers, they affect macro aggregate formation and breakdown. And the micro aggregates that are either found within the macro aggregates or are just free in the soil, they are responsible for long-term carbon sequestration. And we also know that coarse particulate organic matter, which is unprotected in the soil, its accumulation is often influenced by organic resource quality. So the objective of this study was to test the decision support system by determining the influence of the organic resource quality on aggregate carbon and nitrogen dynamics, and also on the losses, nitrogen losses in two contrasting soils. And the hypothesis that we were testing were that high-quality organic resources will be less stabilized within macro aggregates, and the high-quality organic resources, they are often associated with greater nitrogen losses from the system than when you apply low-quality organic resources. And the addition of N fertilizers will decrease macroaggregate stability and enhance nitrogen losses. But this is more so for intermediate to low quality organic resources. And we know that aggregation is lower in sandy soils. And due to this lower aggregation in sandy soils, hypothesized that chemical recalcitrance of organic resources may enhance carbon stabilization to counter for the lack of physical stabilization. So this study was done in the Central Highlands of Kenya on two soils, on a clay soil and a sandy soil. The clay soil is classified as a humic nitisol, and the sandy soil is a ferric allosol. And the clay soil has about 5 times more carbon and nitrogen than the sandy soil. So the sites are somewhere here in the Central Highlands. And so since we are testing the organic resource, the decision support system, we had 3 organic resources from classes 1, 2, and 3. We had Tithonia diversifolia for class 1, Calliandra for class 2, and maize stover for class 3. And I'll be calling these high quality, low, intermediate quality, and low quality. And we did not include class 4 because they recommend to surface apply, and if we had left it unincorporated, there would be interactions with aggregate dynamics where you don't till and where you till. So the treatment structures that we had a control where no organic resources were added, and we had a treatment where we added 120 kilograms of nitrogen fertilizer per hectare, and this was labeled with 15N. And we also had applied the 3 organic resources at a rate of 4 tons carbon per hectare, and these organic resources were labeled with 15N. And we also had had treatments where we added organic resources with N fertilizer. So we had treatments where we either added 15N labeled organic resources with natural abundance and nitrogen fertilizer. And then we also had organic resources that went natural abundant nitrogen, but they were added with N15 fertilizer. So we had this treatment structure so that we could distinguish the source of the nitrogen that was stabilized in the different aggregates. And this study was done in mesocosms. So we had different measurements. We measured aggregate carbon and nitrogen on soils that were collected at installation and 8 months after installation. We also collected leached nitrogen and nitrous oxide emissions. So looking at the whole soil carbon and nitrogen in the two soils, the sandy soil and the clay soil. And here I'm showing the organic resources with or without nitrogen fertilizer. So in the sandy soil, we did not find any significant differences among the organic resources and the control in both organic carbon and total nitrogen. But in the clay soil, all the organic resources resulted in greater concentrations of organic carbon and nitrogen than the control. But there were no differences among the organic resources. And there was also no difference of the addition of nitrogen on the organic carbon and nitrogen. But looking at the added nitrogen, we looked at new nitrogen in the macro aggregates. So this figure is showing on the y-axis, I have percent new N, and on, how do I back up?
Use the keyboard, just use the bash.
Okay. So on the x-axis, I have the treatment combinations, and the first 3 treatments, I'm showing the 3 organic resources of contrasting quality added alone, and then the next set is where the organic resources, the 15N labeled organic resources, were added with natural abundant nitrogen fertilizer, and then the last 4 are showing treatments where N15 labeled fertilizer was added. So to look at the first 3 treatments, you can see that there were greater proportions of added nitrogen that were retained in the macro aggregates in the clay soil compared to the sandy soil. But also to note is that the maize treatment in the clay soil had greater proportions of nitrogen that were retained in the macro aggregates compared to Tithonia and Caliandra. And there were no differences between this Tithonia and Caliandra, Tithonia representing high quality, Caliandra representing intermediate quality. And the same was observed in the treatment where the organic resources were added with nitrogen fertilizer. But also interesting to note was that there were no differences in among the treatments, in all the treatments that were added with labeled fertilizer N. So most of the new nitrogen in the macro aggregates was within the micro aggregates. I don't show the data here. But in the sandy soil, most of the new nitrogen that was in the macro aggregates was unprotected, as we found most of it to be in the coarse particulate organic matter. And the x-axis is the same as I showed in the above figure, and the y-axis is still the same. So interesting to note is that Caliandra, which has high polyphenol concentration, had greater proportions of new nitrogen stabilized within the coarse particulate organic matter, both when added alone and when added with N fertilizer. Although there were no differences between the Caliandra and the maize treatment. But also interestingly, the Caliandra treatment had greater proportions of stabilized N in the sandy soil compared to the clay soil. And we also looked at the leached nitrogen. This figure is a little bit different from what I showed previously, so I'll walk you through the x-axis. At the x-axis, I'm showing the different quality organic resources, the high quality, intermediate quality, and low quality. And this is with and without nitrogen fertilizer. And there are basically no differences in leached nitrogen in the sandy soil. But I wanted to point out the differences that I observed in the treatment where you added fertilizer compared to where you don't add anything. You increase the nitrogen leached in the clay soil. And similarly, in this maize treatment, where you add nitrogen fertilizer, you increase the amount of nitrogen that you leached. And we don't see that difference with the high quality and the intermediate quality organic resources. And then I also went to look at the nitrous oxide emissions. So this, the x-axis is still the same as the figure that I just showed you. So in the sandy soil, we had greater nitrous oxide emissions with the Tithonia plus nitrogen fertilizer treatment. In the clay soil, it was greatest in the Caliandra plus nitrogen fertilizer treatment. Interesting to note also is that the addition of nitrogen fertilizer with the Caliandra increased the nitrous oxide emissions in this in the clay soil. But we should also note that the nitrous oxide emissions are really low with less than 1 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare. So in conclusion, I'd like to say that we have greater nitrogen losses with Tithonia in the sandy soil and Caliandra in the clay soil. And we also noted that preservation of organic resource-derived nitrogen is affected by chemical recalcitrance in the sandy soil. This chemical recalcitrance brought about by the polyphenol concentrations. And macroaggregate protection is responsible for preservation of organic resource nitrogen in the clay soil. And the addition of nitrogen fertilizers with low-quality organic resources tend to decrease stabilization of carbon and nitrogen in the macro aggregates in the clay soil. Thank you.
We have a minute for questions.
Thanks, there's a lot of work there. What was the phosphorus status of these soils? Do you know?
It was measured. I don't know the numbers of the two soils.
Yeah.
It was different.
Could but that affect the, I mean, phosphorus is often limiting, a limiting nutrient
yes.
in African soils. Could that have affected the breakdown of the different biomaterials in the two soils?
We don't think it did in this experiment because we had a blanket addition of the phosphorus fertilizers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Another question?
label your organic fertilizer?
We had the N15 fertilizers that we added to the organic resources when we were growing them in the greenhouse.
Oh, so they're grown in
N15? N15 labeled fertilizer, yeah.